In case you've just tuned in, this is Radio Veritas South Africa, and the time is 25 minutes before the hour 5, and welcome to Changing Gear, and thank you very much for joining me and Dr. Charles this afternoon. That was Ama Oblata Akamaria, and that is Hubelani Umsindi. It's a very beautiful track, by the way. I was part of this choir, if I may say so, but anyway. Dr. Charles, I used to sing in the choir when I was in the seminary, so yeah. Anyway, but I was the one that broke away and formed my own choir.
Bring some recordings,
sir.
We want to hear you.
No, I'm just teasing. Dr. Charles, and we did receive a message on fasting at the end of Lent last year. Can you please share with us that message that came out?
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's from Jesus. I'm not going to read the full one, but yes. So he just said, my child today, and this was Good Friday, my child today, my children came to me. Some of them fasted, prayed, and let go of their iniquities and sins. But some of them never let go of their past sins when they are confessing in front of my son priests. Oh, my dear children, do not fear confession. It is the most beautiful gift. My child, there is nothing in my children's hearts that I cannot see today. Today was the end of Lent, where many of my children made sacrifices and gave something for me. Their fasting was very pleasing to me, their Jesus Christ. I thank my children for all their sacrifices for me, for my honor and glory, to glorify my name. When my children fast, it is a very beautiful gift of giving their self-will to me. Mm-hmm. I desire that my children continue to make sacrifices for me. Mm-hmm. They must not stop here. Mm-hmm. When Lent is over, I desire that my children carry on doing their good deeds on a day-by-day basis. They must, for example, be good to their neighbor, forgive, and love one another. There are so many things that my children can help me to do in alleviating my aching heart. Mm-hmm. This is also food for thought for their souls.
Wow.
And that's, yeah.
That was given at the end of last year's Lent, right?
That's right.
And actually, yes. The message comes and it says they should not stop at the end of Lent.
That's right.
Because often I think as Catholics and even as Christians, sometimes we just stop fasting when the season is finished, and we think, oh, hallelujah, let's start indulging.
Yeah. And sorry, and in other messages, they also said, I think it was Mother Mary or Jesus, that it's a very strong weapon against the enemy, the fasting as well.
Very strong, very strong, very strong. And I think often we as we discussed last year, towards the end of last year, we're in a battle against evil, we're in a battle against the enemy of God, and we cannot win that battle if we are not strong in our prayers. And this enemy that we have called the devil, who sometimes wins us for himself, we can actually fight him by constant prayer and by fasting and by actually rejecting him with all these means that we have. And I think we need to make our homes, our relationships, temples of prayer. It's
That's
amazing
right.
how much we tend to prayer only when we are in need, only when there's a crisis in the home, or when there's a crisis in the marriage, or when there's a crisis at work. That's when we start running around and start fasting. And guess what? You have a low bank balance of prayers. And you expect to withdraw graces from that.
Look, but remember, love conquers all. So when... Another very obviously the most important weapon of all is love. So when you're fasting, and that it's no use being angry with your spouse. It's no use if someone's shouting at you, you shout back.
Okay.
So you've got to couple it with acts of love as well.
Let's repeat that. I want that to sink in. What you're saying is you can fast as much as you can. You can be
pray
without your heart being there, and it would probably be an act. But what the message is telling us is if that is not accompanied with good acts.
That's right.
So you can be this very pious person who's fasting and who's praying, but you're treating your neighbor's dog very, 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 very harshly. You're treating your domestic in a very contempt way, and you think God is answering your prayers. And then, so actually we need to examine ourselves even when we're fasting. How am I acting? And love, you're saying, is the key, because I think ultimately we're going to be judged on whether we loved our brothers and sisters and how well we served them.
You see, you must also remember, love is sacrifice as well. It's sacrificial love. It's all about sacrificial love. So if someone is in a particular in a husband-wife scenario, because that's where the enemy loves to destroy. He wants to break up families and that. When you meet it with love, it's a sacrifice. Because it's very easy to just, if someone throws a punch at you, just throw a punch back. And then the devil's having a great, good laugh in the background. Or someone's false accusing you and you get angry back. Stay calm, relaxed.
But how do we love? How do we love those people that that really betray us, that betray our trust, that exploit us, that break our hearts into shreds? And there are some people who, at a very human level, we could say they're very difficult to love. Should we?
Well, okay. So let's look at Jesus on the cross. So when he said he was forgiving them on the cross, those that were killing him. When you're filled with God's love, and God actually, Jesus revealed that in also in one of his messages to Alan Ames, he felt love on the cross.
In as much as they were putting nails in his hands.
He still was thirsting for our salvation. He still forgave. He was begging the Father, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. So, and they didn't know, because the evil blocks you and blinds you. He makes you spiritually blind. So you think you're doing the right thing. No, he deserved a good whatever. But in the meantime, you've been blocked. So when you see somebody like that and you look at them with love and realize that it's the evil that's influencing them, it's easy to love them back and to pray for them. You understand what I'm saying? So it's not, don't look at that person as the devil. No, the devil is the third person. Look at the person as one of God's temples that who is made to love, and kick the devil out through by blessing and praying for the person. Do you know what I'm saying? So when you're aware of the spiritual warfare, it's actually easy to love. That's what I'm trying to say.
So
your enemy, love your enemy, because the only way we get rid of the enemy is to pray for our enemy, because it's not just praying for the victim. You have to pray for the victim and the perpetrator, otherwise the perpetrator is going to cause another victim.
Wow. The time is 18 minutes before the hour 5, and Radio Veritas 576 AM 870 on Audio Bouquet, and some of you are listening to us via the internet. It's www.radioveritas.co.za. And I'm going to be opening my lines. If you've got any questions for Dr. Charles and myself, we're in studio. We're going to try and answer them. We're going to try and assist you. Have you tried fasting? Are you fasting at the moment? What has your experience been like? What graces have you received from God? Share with us. Testify with us. The number to dial is 011-452-7115. Alternatively, SMS me on 41809. Share with us your experience. Share with us the graces you've received. If you've got any questions around fasting, if you've got anything that you want us to help you in regards to the topic of the day, then share with us your experience, talk to us, and bless us with your experience. The number to dial is 011-452-7115. Alternatively, SMS us on 41809. The time is exactly 17 minutes before the hour, and thank you for listening to Radio Veritas, and please do not touch that dial.